August 13. There is a limit. Behold, the Lord cometh out of his place to punish the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquity. The earth also shall disclose her blood and shall no more cover her slain. Isaiah 26:21. Our God is a God of mercy. With long-suffering and tender compassion, he deals with the transgressors of his law. But there is a point beyond which divine patience is exhausted, and the judgments of God are sure to follow. The Lord bears long with men and with cities, mercifully giving warnings to save them from divine wrath. But a time will come when pleadings for mercy will no longer be heard. The time is at hand when there will be sorrow in the world that no human balm can heal. The Spirit of God is being withdrawn. Disasters by sea and by land follow one another in quick succession. How frequently we hear of earthquakes and tornadoes, of destruction by fire and flood, with great loss of life and property. Apparently, these calamities are capricious outbreaks of disorganized, unregulated forces of nature, wholly beyond the control of man, but in them all God's purpose may be read. They are among the agencies by which he seeks to arouse men and women to a sense of their danger. God's messengers in the great cities are not to become discouraged over the wickedness, the injustice, the depravity which they are called upon to face while endeavoring to proclaim the glad tidings of salvation. In every city, filled though it may be with violence and crime, there are many who, with proper teaching, may learn to become followers of Jesus. God's message for the inhabitants of earth today is, "Be also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh." Matthew 24:44. We are standing on the threshold of the crisis of the ages. The storm of God's wrath is gathering, and those only will stand who respond to the invitations of mercy, as did the inhabitants of Nineveh under the preaching of Jonah, and become sanctified through obedience to the laws of the divine ruler. The righteous alone shall be hid with Christ in God till the desolation be overpast.